G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2015. Sorry about my hiatus last week, but I think the big fella was pretty comfortable in my absence. Took the bookies to the cleaners last week. He's probably a bit worried that I'm back on board. I think he's a bit worried about carrying me through this week, but we'll have to have a look and see where we get to.
I'm nervous about the podcast format, I'll be honest. The one week we went quiet, we didn't lose. It was a good week, and hopefully we can find a couple more this week, albeit I found it a pretty tricky week to find bets.
A lot of big lines, isn't there?
Yeah. So
first glance, there's not a lot there, but we'll dig a little bit deeper, right?
We kick things off on Friday night at Subiaco with Fremantle and Richmond. The Dockers laying about 4.5 goals, total points line around the 160 mark.
This one rolled out to be a no play for me in the end. I was tempted to take Richmond at the plus. They've strung a couple of decent games of football together, and they look like they're starting to gel, especially through that midfield. Deledio back in for them has been the tonic that they've needed, and I guess the stats will show that without him in the side, they just can't get the job done. But Fremantle, the form they're in, they're just taking all comers at the moment, and you, at home, you probably couldn't rule anything out. They could win by 10 goals and do it comfortably. So enough doubt in there for me to sit away from this one.
Yeah, no play here for me either. Richmond have played Freo pretty close in the recent head-to-heads, winning one of the last three. They also lost another one by a point. Both teams trend to the under a bit, but on a flat 160 line, it's pretty skinny going there. If anything, I lean to the under, still somehow falling under that, but not enough to get involved for me. We move on to Saturday afternoon at the MCG for Carlton and Adelaide. The Blues getting about 5 goals, total points line about the 180 mark.
Yeah, I'm going to lay the points, basically. Carlton, under caretaker coach last week, put up a little bit of a yelp, but it was late in the game when the game was already well and truly dusted. They just can't kick a score. They cannot kick a score. Adelaide, form of bets up forward's been outstanding. Taylor Walker, they've got a lot of forward options. I think Dangerfield had his best game of the year last year. There's still doubt over the Carlton's big midfield three, who all missed last week in Gibbs, Murphy and Judd, whether or not any of them will actually play, and if they do, whether or not they'll be 100%. And I think Adelaide have just got too many weapons for them, and even at the MCG, Carlton traditionally don't play exceptionally well either. I'm very happy to lay 5 goals. I think Adelaide to win by probably 10 goals in this game.
Yeah, I couldn't find a bet here in the end. If I was going to play the line, it would be Adelaide at the minus. Certainly wouldn't be taking Carlton in any way, shape or form at the moment. Historically, the stats suggest a bit of a trend to the over here, but as you said, Carlton really struggling to kick scores, and there is forecast a bit of rain around in Melbourne on the weekend. So enough on those counts for me to let this one slide. We move to the second of the Saturday games, the twilight game up at the Gold Coast at Metricon Stadium, the Suns hosting the Swans. Suns getting about 9 goals start, total points line low to mid 180s.
9 goals is a hell of a lot to lay, but
at home too.
Yeah, exactly right.
Lane, are they going to have 22 with no Jack Martin and no Charlie Dixon?
It's probably doubtful that they will have 22. The only play here is probably laying the points. But as we said, 9 goals on the road is a fair chunk to give up. So a pretty easy walk away from me.
Absolutely. This game is highly likely to be done and dusted by halftime. You've got too much junk time footy buggering about with either the lines or the totals here. Very, very easy lay down for me. We move to the first of the Saturday night games, and we're at the Docklands for Essendon and Geelong. The Bombers getting just under 1 goal, total points line mid to high 170s.
Well, the Bombers, whilst their results show they're a bit better performed than Carlton, they've got the same issues. They just struggle to put a score on. Geelong obviously got trounced on the road last week. I expect them to bounce back from that. I think Etihad Stadium holds no fear for the Cats. They play indoors pretty well. They're a skillful side. They run hard. Essendon do as well, but I just think that the Geelong defensive setup, again, I said the same thing a couple of weeks ago and got robbed, but the way that they structure up down back with Taylor and Enright and these sorts of blokes against the fledgling forward line, I think they'll get a lot of run and drive off halfback, and I expect Geelong to probably win this one relatively comfortably, so I'm happy to lay a goal.
Yeah, no bet here for me, but if I was going to play, I think it would have to be betting against my boys. And Geelong kind of look like that good-bad side. They can't beat anyone genuinely in the premiership race.
Yeah.
But they can dust anyone from about 7th, 8th down. They took the sword to Collingwood, who are better than Essendon.
Mm.
There are quite a few sides better than Essendon, if I'm honest. which is a bit sad. Potentially looking at the under as well, but not enough. I mean, anything that starts in the 170s at the Docklands is always a bit of a worry. But
true.
I think there's only one side that can kick a score here, and unfortunately it's not my side. We move swiftly now to the next Saturday night game, and we're at the Adelaide Oval for Port Adelaide and the Western Bulldogs. The Power laying just over 4 goals, total points line mid-170s.
You got a weather report for me, Tim Bailey?
I've not got much in Adelaide. I've got two bets here. It doesn't really matter what the weather's going to be.
Fair enough. I was actually leaning towards the plus in this game. The Bulldogs were pretty good last week after 3 flat weeks. That being said, though, Port Adelaide have started to show a bit as well. So I don't think I can take either side of the market in the head-to-head. But I'm going to play the over, whether or not it's statistically sound. I think both sides like to play good, open, fast attacking football, and I think we're probably going to see a score kick given any sort of, even any reasonable conditions. Mid-170s line, I think there's plenty of room for the teams to get above that.
I've got two. I've got the Dogs plus and the under. is this the first time we've gone head-to-head this year?
To be bloody close. It's probably not, but I reckon you've done me every time we have. So.
Both sides trend to the under at night. Port trend to the under at home. I'm not convinced by the Power. They got going for 2.5 quarters against Melbourne. They were bloody awful for the first quarter and a half.
Mm.
And one thing we've seen with the Dogs this year is they love to play either up or down to the calibre of their opposition. If you take out the St Kilda and Melbourne games, there'd be no way that they're 4-goal Dogs against a side that's below them on the ladder.
Yeah. It's a really good point. I think the really intriguing battle here is probably the battle in the middle between Will Minson and Matty Golby.
Yep.
Will Minson, playing for his career last week, did a number on Mumford, who's...
the All-Australian in waiting at the moment.
The best ruckman in the competition at the moment. So whether or not he can bring that sort of mobility and drive and attack back to the game. Lobby, I think, is really underrated. I think he's an exceptional tap ruckman and gets a lot of the footy as well. That battle, I think, probably holds the result in its hand. Mm. But either way, I think we're going to see a lot of open football outside of the stoppages. I think both sides like to get it on the outside and run and transition the ball. So I think we're going to see... I think you probably need to kick 16 or 17 goals to win this game.
We move to the first of the Sunday afternoon games, and we're at Spotless Stadium, GWS hosting Brisbane. Giants laying about 7 goals, total points line mid-180s.
Nothing here for me. I mean, GWS should absolutely belt Brisbane based on where they sit on the ladder and the exposed form. But whether or not Brisbane's desire, as it stands at the moment, is probably about the only thing you can give them, actually stacks up to any sort of strong defensive pressure across 4 quarters. If they are able to bring that, then they're probably able to maybe hold that margin. So there's probably just enough doubt there for me to sit this one out. But GWS should win it comfortably.
Yeah, no bet here for me. Much like the Gold Coast Sydney game, far too much junk time to be getting involved in this one from my perspective. We move to the second of the Sunday afternoon games, and we're down at Hobart Blundstone Arena for North Melbourne and West Coast. The Kangaroos getting a couple of points, 1.5, 2.5, depending on where you're playing. Total points line, high 170s, I should say.
Well, I wrote West Coast off at the start of the year, and they continue to perform. Now, if you're going to play form, then you have to lay the points. And West Coast probably should be 3-goal favourites, considering the cattle available for North Melbourne. They're still missing Wells. They're still missing Dalsano. Brad Scott not being there, whether or not that's a help or a hindrance, you'd have to imagine it's a hindrance for them, especially considering the lead they gave up last week. We just sort of keep waiting for West Coast to fall over, don't we? But the way they're playing, I don't see it happening, and I'm going to back West Coast to win this game, and with a, you say, two point mark.
It's near enough a pick 'em.
Near enough a pick 'em, and I'm going to.
And it's at a neutral venue,
yep.
And for all those reasons, I'm going the same way. I've watched a bit of West Coast the last couple of weeks. They look pretty genuine to me. They might not be as good as Freo, Sydney, and Hawthorn.
Yep.
I can't think of a fourth side that's clearly better than them, and there are plenty more than four sides going better than North right now.
Big in for West Coast as well, Elliot Yeo, after a week of suspension. He's been playing ridiculously good football as a big midfielder, and just goes to show on that Brisbane getaway. But, I like West Coast.
Well, they beat Geelong by 6 goals, 20 last week.
Exactly right. So if they can get the boots on, then they could win this one by 10 goals. You give North Melbourne another 10-goal flogging. Wouldn't they love that?
We move to the third of the Sunday games, and it's the twilight game at the Docklands, St Kilda hosting Hawthorn. The Saints getting about 9 goals, total points line mid-190s.
Yeah, I think the head-to-head's probably just about right. Hawthorn haven't put two wins together this year, but I think that they'll back that trend this week. They're a quality side. They've got everyone back now, pretty much. Full squad to pick from. At least in their genuine football. St Kilda have been surprising everyone. They've been playing good football. And I think the thing about St Kilda is that they've been able to score even when they're underdogs. Mm. They've been able to put some pressure on. I think last time their sides played, Hawthorn would have got near 195 by themselves. So yeah. I'm actually going to play the over in this game. It's a high line, but it's inside. Two attacking football teams. Yep. And I think there's lots of points on offer here. And it is a high line, but I think they'll get above that.
Yeah, I couldn't find a bet here in the end, but if I was going to play, it would be the over, and particularly the reason you laid out there in terms of St Kilda being able to kick their share of a score. Even if they get dusted, they may well run up 10, 12 goals, and Hawthorn are every chance to go 20-plus under the lid.
Yeah.
Mid-190s is enough for me to stay out, but I think the only way you would be leaning here is the over if you were going to have a bet. And we move to the last game of the weekend on Monday, the traditional Queen's Birthday encounter between Melbourne and Collingwood. The D's getting about 4 goals, total points line pretty much bang on 160.
There might have been one blowout in the last maybe 5 times that these guys have gone head to head on the Queen's Birthday Monday, but Melbourne traditionally stack up pretty well in front of the big crowd, and I think it's a real good test for their young up and coming team as to how they can perform under that in that arena. Collingwood again, I've just about written off my bloody season-long bets with 15 different Collingwood supporters, so that's going to cost me a kidney, I'd imagine, at some stage. But, Collingwood have been playing really good football, and that's the only reason that I'm holding out on this one, is that I probably think Melbourne at the plus is the go. I don't expect either side to really get hold of the other, but Collingwood probably just a bit sharper, and they've got better forward options. So there's, enough doubt there for me to get out of it. Nothing really in the totals either.
No, I'm the same. I couldn't find anything here. A bit like the Freo-Richmond game on Friday night. Both sides trend to the under, but if you've got a flat 160 line, there's not much wiggle room there.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty happy to lay this one down. So I've got a total of 3 this week. I've got the Dogs plus and the under in that same game against Port Adelaide, and I've got the Eagles at the minus.
You're only watching 2 games of footy this weekend, big fella. What's going on?
I'll be watching more than that. Only betting into.
Righto. Well, I've got 5 this week in my glorious comeback we'll call it the comeback to money. How about that? I've got Adelaide at the minus, Geelong at the minus. I've got the overs in the Port Adelaide Western Bulldogs game, which is going to salute because you're on the under, so stick that one. West Coast at the minus, and I've got over St Kilda versus the Hawks.
There we go. Good luck and good punting, folks.